Guide Dogs in the Media, Star News. The approximate length of this recording is 6 minutes.
Guide Dogs in the Media. Kirsty Hill shared her story with Take a Break magazine over the summer. Kirsty lost her sight on the school run when she experienced a sudden severe headache. It was a condition called reversible cerebral vasoconstriction syndrome, causing brain damage that affected her vision and memory. After months of recuperation, My Guide volunteer John Thatcher helped Kirsty to leave her house, remember her neighbourhood, and regain her independence. His help was crucial to Kirsty being matched with her first guide dog, Rosa, in April. Included here is a photograph of Kirsty Hill with her yellow Labrador guide dog, Rosa. We featured in an episode of the Channel 4 documentary series, The World's Most Beautiful Railway, in September. The series followed the staff and enthusiasts who work and volunteer to safeguard Scotland's rail network as it crosses one of the world's most beautiful landscapes. In our episode, a group of puppy walkers took their pups to Edinburgh Waverley Station to get them used to train travel, and the station's passenger assistance scheme was demonstrated with a guide dog owner called Paul. Included here is a drawing of a steam train with a tender, three carriages and a cow catcher on the front. Over the summer, Metro Newspaper's website and social media channels ran a series of videos about canines with very special roles, called Dogs with Jobs, featuring police dogs, search and rescue dogs, plus other kinds of assistance dogs. The series culminated in International Dog Day on the 26th of August. A Metro journalist followed London teen guide dog trainer Sam Arnsby and guide dog puppy in training, Oki, to find out how we train our dogs. You can still read Metro's story by visiting www.tinyurl.com/Metro Dogs with Jobs. Included here is a photograph of guide dog trainer Sam Arnsby training a yellow Labrador. In August, The Lady magazine updated their readers on what David, the 10,000th guide dog puppy to be bred at our National Breeding Centre, has been getting up to. An adorable photo of David as a six-week-old puppy graced the magazine's front cover in August last year, and this latest feature marked his first birthday. David's puppy walker, Tina, told the magazine how his personality is really starting to shine through, and he's now maturing into a confident dog who's ready to start formal guide dog training. Included here is a photograph of yellow Labrador David, Keith Hayward Photography.
Star News. Here's the very latest on how some famous faces have been supporting guide dogs. Neve gets to meet her Strictly hero. In November, we released a heartwarming video of young orientation and mobility service user and dancer Neve Allen meeting Strictly Come Dancing judge Craig Revel Horwood. Neve, who's 13 and a huge Strictly fan, met Craig in his dressing room before the show to chat about their shared passion for dance. Neve also got to meet some of the dancers as they arrive for rehearsals, and showed Craig a video of her dancing. He scored her 8.5. Included here is a photograph of Neve Allen with Craig Revel Horwood. This video was the second in our Meet a Hero series, which highlights how we're helping people with sight loss to live the life they choose. In the last instalment, teenage buddy dog owner and blind footballer Rainbow Buangi met Manchester United and England star Marcus Rashford. You can find both videos on our YouTube channel. Check out Guide Dogs ambassador and Blue Peter presenter Lindsay Russell in a forthcoming episode of BBC One's Pointless Celebrities, which she recorded earlier this year. Included here is a photograph of Blue Peter presenters Lindsay Russell and Radzi Chinyanganya in the Pointless studio. Dave's book scores at home and away. Guide dog owner and former England footballer Dave Thomas has written his autobiography and is donating all proceeds to guide dogs. The book, called Guiding Me Home and Away, Dave Thomas, the autobiography, is packed with stories from his time playing professional football for teams including Everton, Burnley, Queen's Park Rangers and England, plus his involvement with legends of the sport such as Dave Sexton, Don Revie, Alf Ramsey and Bill Shankly. Dave, who has glaucoma, was partnered with Labrador Hannah in 2016 and has been a dedicated guide dogs fundraiser ever since. Included here is a photograph of the front cover of Dave Thomas's book. Jess is in our good books. Guide Dogs ambassador and reality TV star Jess Impiazzi visited Guide Dogs' central office in June to interview chief executive Tom Wright for her forthcoming autobiography. Jess was keen to include a chapter on guide dogs in her book to celebrate the work we do for people like her mum, Debbie. Debbie lost her sight to uveal effusion syndrome, but getting guide dog Casey transformed Debbie's life, allowing her to do all the things she used to do. Jess's book is due out next year. Included here is a photograph of Jess Impiazzi with guide dog's chief executive, Tom Wright, and Dolly, a black Labrador future guide dog mum.